everyone. This is Susan Dene, and you are listening to the Know You're Crazy Talk Show, where we are talking about emotional elevation in the raw. What is emotional elevation in the raw? It is simply the removal of the filters which have held so many of us from truly expressing how we really feel about living this life day to day. Whether it be finances, romances, professional, or even our health, we all have a little bit of crazy to dive in and get to know. As a certified high-performance coach to corporations and individuals, as well as a woman helping women recover from alcoholism and addiction for nearly 20 years, I not only will bring you my insight and experience, but that of experts and everyday individuals like yourself who have figured something out about this emotional elevation. Please join me one episode at a time as we find solutions together for our crazy. Remember, this journey of life is meant to be enjoyed, and you deserve that because you are worth it. Hey everyone, this is Susan Dene coming to you on the Know You're Crazy Talk Show, where today we are talking about relationship rescue. This is the talk show where we are interested in emotional elevation in the raw. I like to talk about how it really is. I also like to share the solutions and tools that I've used with many people over the years to help them find a little bit more happiness and ease in their relationships. Not all of these are intimate relationships. These can be relationships with your children. They can be professional relationships. Ultimately, the common denominator in all of it is you. Every single bit of it is you. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So if you're experiencing a little bit of static in the relationships today, let me back up. What do I mean by static? Let's say you are in a debate on a pretty regular basis where the question in your mind is, should I stay or should I go? That's why I said these relationships can really be personal or professional. You're in a state of fight or flight, which ultimately is going to be either a growth spurt on its way, or you are absolutely scared about where you're at in this relationship and you just don't have the capacity to take it on any further, is what you feel like, when really it's just a matter of you don't have the tools yet to see if you can navigate through this bump in the road in this particular spot in the relationship. And that's what today's show is about. You know, starting off, I just want to ask you, have you ever thought about how did I get here in the first place? How did I get here in the first place? How did I arrive at this moment of unhappiness or sheer debate? Maybe you're single and you've been unable to land a new relationship and you're asking yourself why that is, what's wrong. Maybe you're questioning the fact that you're single, that you don't feel like getting engaged in a relationship. There's really no internal drive. Perhaps you feel there's something wrong with you, if that's the way it is. There's so much that goes into this. Professionally, you might be with a company that you're unhappy with, or you've got a problem with a coworker, and it's a constant back and forth about what to do and how to do it. You're losing your patience, you're pulling out your hair, and you think, how did I get here? Where did this come from? At the end of the day, you're the only person who can answer that question. My goal with you today is to help you get to that point where you understand that doing the intrinsic work is on you. It's not on the actual relationship. Likely, sometimes when we have problems in relationships, we're the only ones that think we have a problem. The other person or the other people involved may not see the problem the same way, and likely they don't. Ultimately, the way we look at things comes from our own perception. It comes from our own experience. I had a friend shoot me a message just the other day, and she said, I'm just wondering, I have somebody that I'm trying to help. She's going through a hard time. I've said X, Y, and Z. I've said all these things, and it's not helping. Like, I don't know what else to tell her. I've given her all my experience and what I've been through, and I'm trying to convince her, and she's just not doing anything. Because the person has to have their own experience. And if the right questions aren't asked to get us to think, if the right inquisitiveness is not done with us, we may not get to that deeper layer that we need to in order to discover how we got there in the first place, why we choose to stay or not stay, all the stuff that goes on in there. You know, what is that all about? So I told her that her friend probably needed somebody to come in and ask some strategic questions in order to help her discover whatever the next move is in that relationship for her. You know, the relationship area is one of those key areas that I talk about. You know, what do I say? We've got the professional relate. We got professional lives. We have the relationships in our lives. We have our health and we have our financial. Those are the four hot ones that all of us at some point we're either going up, we're going down. Sometimes we're cruising. We are absolutely at peace in all the areas. And usually those individuals have a high sense of joy, contentment, and they've done the work. They've had to earn their position to be a complete joy. And some of us, if you're anything like me, that there's been some bumpy stuff along the way. And maybe 3 out of 4 or 2 out of 4 on a really good month are just cruising along. But then that other one kind of sneaks itself up that other area of life. In all of these, there's relationships involved, whether it's relationship with yourself in regards to health, intimate relationship with a partner, a professional. Do you see where I'm going with this? Like, this all involves relationships. And so if you have a relationship in your life right now that's not working and there's static in there, we're going to talk about how that work is going to begin with you and not with the relationship. And that's really at the core of what I want to start with. So let's take the time. I'm going to pause here for a moment. I'm not going to pause. I'm going to ask you some questions because I want you to pause and I want you to think about these things. And there's three simple questions. All right. The first one, here it is. And hopefully my handwriting's neat enough. I'm not exactly the best writer. And I wrote these down. Is what you want today the same as when you signed up for the relationship? Okay. Is what you, that's a you, want today the same as when you signed up for the relationship? Let's say it's a long one. Let's say it's a long relationship. I can give an example. My professional journey, I started there when I was 26 years old. I left the company when I was 46. 20 years is a long time to stay with the company. And it's a long time for me to go through different changes in my life. Who I was at 26 years old with one child, one stepdaughter, and a 26-year-old body, which just means I didn't have concerns that have changed over the years, right? So, but that mental outlook and that perspective at 26 years old changed by the time I was 46. A lot of things happened in between there. And so my needs or my desires and everything at 46 was not the same as when I was 26. If I'm engaged in a relationship today, maybe the relationship is only 1 or 2 years old, maybe, and it's not working. Within that 1 or 2 years, ask yourself, have you experienced a significant life event that intrinsically changed you? It changed your perspective. We've all had perspective changes over these last few years, perhaps some more than others, but at the core, did they change who you were? You know, all of us at the same time were going through the COVID. At some point, we had to each ask ourselves about life versus death. Whether it was intense or not, the thought probably came up, right? And that is something that can change us. It can bring in the idea of mortality. It can bring in fear. I mean, all these things. And so as we go through a traumatic event or as we go through a life-changing event and the same relationships are in our life, if we come out of that event and we're asking ourselves, why is this not working anymore? Why does this feel different? You might have changed. And that's okay. That doesn't mean that the relationship has to go away. It just means that you need to acknowledge that what you wanted in the beginning of the relationship is now different at the experience level that you're at with the perception that you have today. Okay. Just think about that. Second question. When is the last time I paused and looked at the pros and the cons? When is the last time I paused and looked at pros and cons? How often do we just find ourselves kind of living the same thing over and over? It's Groundhog's Day, right? The movie Bill Murray, same thing over and over and over. And it's maybe it's not horrible. You know, maybe we're not like down in the gutter like we have in other times in our lives. But let's just say we're kind of feeling that static a little bit. We're not feeling as excited. We're not as enthused. Life's got to offer more than just this. We're getting a little bored. Have you really sat down and looked at the pros and cons of the relationship that you're in? I mean, have you literally sat down with a notebook and said to yourself, I'm actually going to look at this and see where I'm feeling fulfilled and in congruency with the relationship? And where am I feeling not so much? And when is this coming up for me? These are questions I don't expect you to answer right now as I'm going through these, because later on in the show, I'm going to be taking you through an exercise. So full warning, if you don't have a pen and a piece of paper yet, or your laptop ready to take notes, I'm going to be throwing some exercises out to you, probably a couple breaks in and throughout, that you can take some notes and maybe take your own personal look at where you're at on these relationships as we go through items like I'm talking about right now. Okay, we got one more question, and then I'm going to go to a small break. The third question is, how do I want this relationship to feel? How do I want this relationship to feel? We get focused on what we're not feeling. Right, we get focused on how we're not feeling good. How do we really want this relationship to feel in our life? Do we want it to feel joyous? Do we want it to feel supportive? Do we want to be excited when we walk in the door in their home? Do we want to get kind of giddy when they call and we're in, you know, and we're excited to talk to them? Doesn't matter how long you've been in the relationship. Maybe you're going to work and you're excited. Do you want to feel excited about getting in the door at work? You know, think about it. How do you want the relationship to feel? And if your immediate reaction to that question is, oh, like it's hopeless, recognize that. Just recognize that feeling. Three questions. Probably can't read my handwriting. We'll go over it again. I need to get used to note cards or something. Oh, maybe it's okay. Anyway, we're going to go to break. If any of this sounds of interest to you and you're ever wanting some one-on-one coaching, you can reach out to me on my website at susandenee.com. And Denee is D-E-N-E-E. And then the usual social media contacts. Having said that, we will be back here shortly as we go into the next segment of the show. Well, I will be having a few more talking points and a few more strategic questions to see if I can help you with your relationships.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belth on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at transformationtalkradio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit sharingloveandlightshow.com.
Are you ready for the real results you want? Don't miss the new show. Why wait? look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Join Dr. Pat Basile and me monthly to tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion offers you practical solutions for your transformational changes. Find out more about show dates and times or connect with me directly at georgettelepage.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back. This is Susan Dene, and you are watching the Know You're Crazy talk show, where we are talking about emotional recovery in the raw. Today we are discussing, or I am discussing with you, relationship rescue. The first part of the show, the very first segment, we are simply discussing, how did I get here? How did I arrive? We're admitting if we've been in a situation in relationships, whether that's professionally or personally, or we are just downright unhappy and finding static. We either we're dreading going in for the day, we're dreading coming home, or maybe you're a single individual and you can't quite seem to find the right partner and you're wondering why you're cycling through relationships and you just can't get to the bottom of it. That's what we're talking about today. I asked three pertinent questions in the first segment. Those questions were, is what you want today the same thing as when the relationship first began? What I mean by that is, you know, our needs and things change over time. I use the example at my day job for 20 years. I was 26 years old when I started there, and I was 46 when I resigned. A lot of things happened within that 20 years. There's a reason why that same job no longer served my highest self at 46 years of age. My needs, my desires, my tolerations, everything shifted for me. And through life circumstances, things woke me up to realize what I no longer wanted to do for the rest of my life. That is okay. That is going to happen. That same perception shift, though, can happen overnight if something traumatic happens in your life. And suddenly, you're like, I don't want to live like this anymore. You know, we experience a sudden shift or a perception change. But those are the rare occasions when the sudden change comes over us. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that here in a minute. The second question I had asked is, when is the last time you seriously paused and looked at the relationship, the pros and the cons of it? You know, what benefits are in this relationship and what's really not working for me? You know, that professional example I gave, there were a lot of pros to that job: security, income. I've been working the same routine, although the same routine can get boring. At the same time, it can also be very securing, which means there's not a lot of this when I go in for the day. So for a while, that was a pro. Eventually, that turned into a con, you know, and then I would look at the con, and I had my list of cons with that particular job. All our relationships are going to be like that to some degree, even when we're extremely happy in them, you know, and even taking a look and figuring out maybe where we're at in the pros and cons of a very successful relationship might be worth a gander, right? Okay, third question I asked is, how do you want the relationship to feel? Sometimes we get in such a cycle of feeling the dread of a relationship, or it feels like so much work, that we have a habit of feeling this way so much that we haven't even considered, or even for a moment paused, to think about a different way to feel about the relationship. Okay. So those were three questions that we asked. I wrote them down on the board. Yeah, hopefully some of you took some notes and got those wrote down, and you can take time later to reflect on those and maybe do your own couple exercises around it. We will be doing some writing exercises before this show is over today. But now we're going to be talking about a new question. And the new question is, can you do the work individually before the situation gets worse? Another way of looking at this is, have you been, and I mentioned this in the beginning of the show, have you been living in a groundhog type of day? You know, that movie with Bill Murray where the same thing just keeps happening over and over and over. And are you bored? You know, and can you, in the middle of, you know, the boredom, without like the big ups and downs, can sometimes be more debilitating than even the rush we get off hitting a really hard bottom or going really high on something. Do you know what I mean by that? Like, you can go to work every day and come home and get stuck in the habit of watching TV And suddenly it's all you do every day in the evening. And eventually we get a little bored. Those moments of boredom, those moments of habit, sometimes are the hardest ones to take a look at and change. Therefore, the question for you is, can you do the work before it gets worse? Or maybe you lose weeks of your life chilling out on the social media every day, or, you know, whatever that thing is, that habit maybe that you may or may not be in, but you know what I'm talking about. You know, can you change that up before it like changes you up and you just stay that way forever? Think about that. Making the decision to do the work seems very simple, doesn't it? Doesn't it seem simple? I was talking to a friend a couple of weeks ago, and we were at the gym, and we were discussing about being at a time in our lives. Both of us had recently been through a similar situation where some really big stuff was happening and some big decisions needed to be made. And what I was sharing and what I was also conveying was, when the big decision gets made, that's when everything starts to shift. You know, so is there a decision to do the work for you? May not be today. This just may be an interesting video that you're watching that's kind of sparking some interest. Today may not be the day for you to make the decision, or maybe it is. Because once we commit to making a new decision, we will have a new experience as a result of that. The key with a new decision is we're ready to go in a new direction. And I will use the word work, but sometimes it's inspiration when we make that decision to change. You know, when we tolerate relationships being the same way and we feel unhappy on the inside, and when I say tolerate, I'm not talking about the other people involved. You're not going to be able to change anybody, right? You can only change within you. So when I'm talking about the tolerate, I'm talking about tolerating ourselves, tolerating what we're doing, you know, because that's really, at the end of the day, we're the ones that have to change if we want our situation to change. Nobody's going to be able to do that for us. I can't expect somebody to change how I feel. I'm the only one in charge of my feelings. So the decision to change can be simple, but it's not always easy. It's not always easy. The other thing with habitual living, if you're in a relationship that's not serving, or you're in a cycle of in and out, or you're in a job that's not serving you and it just continues to drag on and drag on, what are you putting in front of it? Often we will find ourselves having busy moments, busy modes, where everything gets put in front of what we're really wanting to change. Sometimes I had this pointed out to me one time on a therapy session. We were talking, and at the very end of the call, like 5 minutes to go, I dropped some significant thing that was going on in my life, and it was so significant, I couldn't tell you what it is right now, but it was significant for me at the time. And what my therapist said to me was, she said, it's very common for people to drop the bomb at the end of the call. Didn't know that. I did not know that. Like, we will put everything in front of the real problem before we're ready to confront the real problem. The question I ask you is, if this relationship talk that I'm having with you today is resonating on any level, and you really want to kind of take a look at you and how you are in the, whatever arena that you're looking at, you know, are you aware of what you've been putting in front of that? And are you willing now to set some things to the side? You know, I had to make a diligent effort after she told me that, and it was like a light bulb went off for me. I was like, oh, I did do that. I didn't realize I did that. Like, I didn't even realize that was a thing. The next time I would meet, I made it a point to kind of take a moment and step back and say, okay, what's been going on? What is feeling the heaviest? That we're going to address right out of the gate. No more putting everything else in front of it, which really is insignificant, because the core of what's taking up the thinking, the core of what's taking up the feeling, is that big item that I've been avoiding. You know, relationships can feel really complicated, but they're not. It's a self-discovery that we will find ourselves in. You know, before I go to the next break, I'm going to leave you with one word. Worth. How much are you worth? How much is your self-worth worth to you? And I'll tell you a story when we return from break. If any of this interests you and you're looking for any type of one-on-one counseling, talking, coaching — I'm not a counselor, I'm not a therapist, but coaching — feel free to reach out to me at my website, www.susandene.com, or the usual social media outlets. Having said that, we will be back here within a minute or two.
While standing in line to pay for lunch, I heard a young man say to the lady next to him, "It's okay, I'll pay for you." I assume they were together, but in the ensuing conversation, it became clear that they didn't know each other. The young man said, "I try to do something for someone else every day. Today, you're it." He smiled. So did the lady, so did I, so did everyone who heard. This is a great example of Mahat Myam, having a great soul. This greatness of soul is infectious. It spreads. That young man's action delighted everyone there. That lady has a story to share with her friends and family. I'm now sharing it with you. Random acts of kindness are incredibly powerful. It's the power of a great soul, Mahat Myam. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover this greatness together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit clarity.com. That's Claire, Clare-ITY.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Everyone, welcome back. This is Susan Dene, and you are watching the Know Your Crazy Talk Show, where we are talking about emotional recovery in the raw. For today's episode, I am talking about relationship rescue. Over the years, this has tended to be a hot topic with people that I have helped and me personally. For the first part of the show, we've been talking about things like if you have static in your relationships, perhaps you're in a state of, should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go? A fight or flight is taking place for you. That might be in an intimate relationship. It might be in a professional relationship. Or maybe let's say you're single and you're constantly like revolving door. People are coming and people are going, but nobody's staying. And you're wondering what's going on. There's so much here that I can, that I get to talk about. Today, though, I'm only tipping the iceberg a little bit. So we talked about, is what you're expecting from the relationship today. This is more or less the point I made earlier. Is that reasonable based on who you are today? I use the example, I started my job of 20 years. I resigned at last year. I started when I was 26. I ended at 46. Okay. That was the corporate role. I was a different person at 46 than I was at 26. When there are significant life events also, let's say it's a relationship you've been in for a year or two, professionally, personally, whatever, friendship, doesn't matter. But in that year or two, you experienced a significant life event and it changed you. It changed your beliefs. Maybe it rocked the values a little bit and your perspective on life shifted. Therefore, the relationship was impacted as a result of that. Maybe you just haven't been aware of that. So today I'm talking about looking at some of those things. And we also touch base on the work starts with you. It's never about changing the other person or the company or whatever. It's never going to be about that, because the belief that I can have an impact or a change, that somebody's going to change what they do, is going to make me feel better. It's just not going to, I can't expect anybody to change to make me feel better. I have to be responsible for that. Sometimes I'm willing to take work around that responsibility. Sometimes I'm not. Sometimes if you're in a habit of living that just is not serving you, but it's a habit, it's not bad, but it's just not super good either. Like you're not experiencing extraordinary highs as a result of it. You're just kind of maintaining. That can be one of the most challenging times to change. So maybe the relationship is with you and learning you need to get out of like the boring stuff and start making some decisions to catapult yourself to another level. All right. So all of that, we've been talking about that for the whole show, but this segment I'm excited about because I'm just going to go through a little exercise for you. It's not that I don't like blabbing all the time on video, and I probably have a lot to say, but I believe exercise is where it comes from. I'm a big believer in action. It's not about just talking. I want to know that, you know, if you want to impact me, you need to show me how you did it. So here's how I did some of this stuff. And this is some of the work that I've done with the women. Make this as authentic as possible, as if I had a client sitting here with me that I was helping. So let me find an example. Okay, let's say we're going to go for intimate relationship, because that can be a really hot topic, I guess, depending on, you know, you mean a relationship for years and it can hit the rocks, or you could be in a brand new relationship wondering why it doesn't feel good, questioning the heck out of it. So we're going to start there. First of all, the first exercise that you can do to really benefit you is I want you to take a look at all your past relationships. Now, I'm using the intimate relationship. If this is a professional relationship with you, you're going to do the same thing. And I'm talking go back. I didn't say the work was going to be easy. I'm talking go back, because the one common denominator with all those relationships is you. Okay, so I'm going to use the word inventory over all prior relationships. Now, what am I doing? Okay, you say take inventory. What does that mean? What that's going to mean? If it's intimate, I'm going to go with the intimate relationship again. Remember this, you put your own filter on it. Trust you can. You're going to look at every relationship. So let's just say, I'm going to number, let's say relationship. I'll do relationship A, relationship B, relationship C, relationship D. Okay, let's say you have four significant relationships in your life. And now you're in relationship E, and you're just like, you know, feels a lot like stuff over here. I can't believe I woke up and this person actually does this. I thought I had overcame this. Like you're really confused. You're dealing with the, do I stay or do I go? Like you got some stuff going on, right? What I want you to do is I want you to go back through these other relationships, and I want you to write down everything that was a plus here. Everything you loved. Okay. Everything you loved. And everything you hated. Now, you might be sitting there thinking, I don't know, hate's an awful strong word. I don't want to hate anybody. I don't want to hate a job. Do whatever you got to do. If hate is too strong of a word for you, then soften it up. I'm kind of intense. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I hated some stuff in that relationship. Didn't mean I had to hate the person. It just means I hated the way I felt because of X, Y, and Z. So I hated that. So for example, I had a relationship that did not end well in my early, well, maybe like 19 years old, 19 or 20 years old. And I loved the playfulness that this person had. Very playful. Absolutely loved it. We'd just get excited over stuff, you know, and that excitement got me excited. It was a playful relationship. But one of the things I hated about the relationship was that person tended to be possessive. it would be little sly comments here and there, senses of control, things like that. So in that relationship A, I wrote down what I loved and what I absolutely despised. Okay. If you go through your relationship history and you take account of what you've loved and what you've not loved or despised or hated in the relationship, what will happen is you will start maybe to see a pattern. There might be a pattern in there, but what you'll start to discover is what makes a relationship really work for you. For example, back to the intimate relationship, but this can be professional too. What's one of the hot items? Money. We can say it don't matter. And maybe it's not a deal breaker. I do a whole thing on that. Maybe it's not a deal breaker, but money and how did it feel? You know, I personally always enjoyed a relationship and enjoy a relationship where the other person has financial responsibility, which just simply means they don't have bill collectors calling them. If we want to take a trip, we can probably afford to take that trip. It's just, there's a sense of ease and comfort that comes with financial responsibility. So I know that about myself, that I'm going to appreciate somebody with a simple financial responsibility mindset. You know, this is the real stuff. You know, if somebody doesn't have that, it usually creates a lot of stress, and I don't want that in my life. So I've been through this, as you go through this and you take stock of the relationships and you take a complete inventory and go through what you loved, what you didn't love, write it all out, take a look. Because you might love somebody with humor, but the person E that you're in the relationship right now doesn't laugh at all. And you're like, huh. And then you get to take a look at that and find out, doesn't mean it's a deal breaker, doesn't mean it's over, maybe it's negotiable, but it's an awareness. Through doing the work, the one thing that will get discovered, whether your work is around intimate relationships or professional relationships, one thing that you will discover about you is what your wants are. And what your needs are. And I always like to go with emotional needs because relationships are emotional. You know, I mean, if we've learned not to depend on them for our intrinsic peace and happiness, we are way ahead. That takes some time though. It takes some time to get there. And I know for me personally, I can still slip back into that. Just depends, you know, depends on life, man. Life hands life's terms. And sometimes I'm vulnerable around it. Most of the time I do okay. But there was a lot of learning in that and a lot of work that had to have been done. All right, we're getting ready to go to break again. My time's almost up for this segment. So there's the first exercise. So you take inventory of your relationships. If it's a professional relationship, go through your work history. What was job A? What did I really love about that job? And you go through all of it. You go through the relationships, you go through the management mentality, you go through the paycheck, the benefits, the commute, the everything about it, where you worked, how you worked, what you loved about it, and then go through what you didn't like about it. Maybe it was the stinky guy sitting next to you who had bad shoes. I don't know, but go through all of it and remember what you didn't like, because recognizing it will keep you from repeating it. If you're in a spot and you're wondering, how's all this going to help me? Well, you got to stick around for more feedback on that. But the first step in the work and the awareness is taking the inventory and acknowledging where you're at. That's the very first step. And I've talked about that on this show. The first step is awareness. So take the inventory. It's an exercise step. We're going to break and be back soon. Thanks.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Oh, self-care can be so much fun. And it's not just about bubble baths, but instead about prioritizing the wholeness of who you are without it taking a lot of time out of your day. I'm Claudia Sam, your Soul Connection Coach, host of the Be Happy Now show. I invite you to put yourself at the top of the to-do list without guilt. Join me in the Soul Connector Circle community. Get daily pocket coaching and support to stay on track. Go to soulconnectorcircle.com and use the discount code RADIO.
Are you living life, or is life living you? The destination may not be clear when we seek change, but we trust we cannot stay where we are. Healing and transformation coach Trish Campbell strengthens the mind-body-spirit connection. Diane McClay generates positive change by shifting perspective through choice. Get connected and gain clarity on the Shift podcast every first and third Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit invibe.ca for more info.
Hey everyone, this is Susan Dene, and you are listening to the Know Your Crazy Talk Show, where we are talking about emotional recovery in the raw. For today's show, we are talking about relationship rescue, and that's what we've been talking about for the first 45 minutes. And so now we're coming into our last segment of the show, and I'm just going to rehash a little bit of what we've talked about, but also talk and provide a few tools to help you steer through the uncomfortable spot that you might be in right now. So what have we done? Well, you've taken a complete look at your relationship. Perhaps if you've got one that's really sticking you right now, you've got some static around it. Maybe you've taken a complete look at that relationship right now. And I know we've only been here for 45 minutes. I highly encourage, if you've done any writing at all while watching the show today, after the show, go down and schedule some downtime and schedule some dedication to just you. And the exercise really isn't a downer. You're able to look at what you've really enjoyed in relationships and honor that. But you've been able to tonight to take a look, or at least get an idea of how to take a look about what's working and what's not working in those relationships. And reflecting over those relationships, you've had to ask yourself some really tough questions like, how did I get here? Am I the same person today that I wasn't then? That may be true for you. And now what do I do about something like that? Tough questions tonight or today. Where can I begin to change to help lighten the burden of misery I've been in? That's where I was saying, you know, every now and then we get very comfortable in life and we just maintain. And the opportunity to have a new experience really does lie in the courage to make a new decision. That's where it's at. Sometimes we're not ready to make that decision, and that's okay. That's normal. That's part of life. The first real work is the awareness that there is something there that you would like to work on at some point. Perhaps you're not there today, but maybe you'll be there in a week or 2 weeks. Often what I have found is once I've recognized there's something that I want to change or something that's not working for me anymore, my life has a way of delivering me opportunities to make that change. The goal is to not have to wait for things to become completely miserable before we make that change. And that's why I'm doing this video today. Now, we talked about all these things. I gave you an exercise. I said, okay, we're going to have you take a look at all the past relationships. Let's say you're stuck in a oh, I don't like the word stuck. Let's say you're experiencing an unhappy situation more often than not in a relationship, whether it's professional or personal. The exercise I took you through, or took the folks through if you're just now joining us, was simply go through every relationship that you've ever had and write down what you've really loved about the relationship, and then write down what you really didn't like about the relationship, and give yourself the grace to be honest about the good and the bad. Don't try to sugarcoat it. Nobody's looking at this writing other than you. Nobody's judging it. It's just you. So if you're afraid to really get honest on paper, I can assure you the journey to change is going to be a little bit longer for you. If we can't be vulnerable enough in just us and a piece of paper, there might be a problem there. We have got to be able to at least be honest with ourselves to effectuate any type of change going forward. That was the exercise. Go through all the past relationships. If it's a job relationship that you're unhappy in, go through all the prior jobs and ask yourself, what did I really like about the job? What did I not like about the job? And go through, and what you're going to find, you may find a pattern. You may find something in the writing that you didn't even discover about yourself until now. You may also discover that, wow, you know, I really like an environment that's fun and happy. Like, I really like it when people have a sense of humor. I didn't realize how much value I placed on lightheartedness and humor. Like, when you think back, you may be like, wow. I gave an example of, I really found I like people who are financially secure. You know, I don't want the stress of money problems in a relationship. And so I am sure to always have that as one of my top values to make my life a little bit easier, you know, and there's a lot of leeway. I just don't want bill collectors calling. I think you guys, told you guys, I was in debt collection for like 25 years. I don't want to do it. I don't want anything to deal with it. See, but that one thing is something unique to me that other people may not have because of my background and because of my perception. So the reason I emphasize that is because when you sit down and look at this for you, this is about you. That's why it doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. They may not have the same perspective. We're all thinking different. We're all thinking different. It's what we do. It's what makes us so, you know, that's why our relationships are what they are. It's also what makes them fun and exciting. Okay, so give yourself the grace to be honest with yourself. That was the exercise. Go through all the relationships, what you really, really like, what you really, really didn't like. You can do that. Friendships, jobs. Oh, I could go on and on. Okay, I'll stop. I didn't want to just leave you with that, though, today. Okay, you asked these great questions. Hopefully you did some writing, or at least an idea of what the writing could be. Maybe it'll happen in a couple of days, whatever. Change doesn't happen, though, by resting on your laurels. I do know that. A little poke for you. But I'm not going to just leave you. I thought after I did that last segment, I thought, God, I can't, you know, as much as I'm not wanting to open up a whole other can of worms with a whole other direction on this, which I would love to do, but I'm saving it for my book. maybe it'll come later. Okay. But I wanted to leave you with something. And so, you know, one of the wonderful things about part of the high performance coaching that I do is there are key areas that we really dive into. And one of them is a deep discussion on congruency, which is simply the allowing the, God, I want to say the meshing, the harmony of a relationship. Okay. The other thing is contribution. You know, we get to look at ourselves and ask ourselves, what am I contributing to this relationship? You know, one of the things that I write about often is being accountable and responsible to the energy that you're bringing into the room. You have got to own that, because when you are off, or you have static, or you have stress in your life, what is that like to live around you? And I'm not talking about taking you down some miserable hole today, but I am saying, if that's your state, if that is your state, if that's what you bring to the table, what is your contribution to your family? What is your contribution to your employer when you are like that? It doesn't mean you're going to switch the light switch off and suddenly you're going to be happy and joyous and, you know, yay, life is blessed. No, we all have cranky days. We do. But ask yourself, are you having more cranky days than you are happy days? Only you can answer that. But what is your contribution? Are you bringing good energy to the room more often than not? Or are you bringing the party down more often than not? Or, you know what I mean? And it's just a little bit of inventory taken. Just ask yourself, what am I contributing? Next, clarity. If you didn't get some clarity today, if you're having any type of relationship static in your life and you did not get any clarity today after the exercise I took you through, something stuck. Something is plugged up. That's all I can say. Hopefully you had some clarity to do some work though on some level, or at least acknowledge maybe there's an area you want to do some work. Clarity is what's going to take us to the next level. I have to be clear about what I am feeling emotionally and whether that feeling is serving my highest self or whether it's taking me down. I got to have clarity around that. So clarity. Okay. Appreciation and a decision. I forgot to start my damn timer. I don't know how far I am on this. So I'm gonna try to wrap this up. In your relationships that you're in right now, okay, if you're having a static relationship and you're kind of hung up, take a look and see what you can contribute to that relationship authentically in a good space. And if you can't get there, that's okay. I want you to think about how you want that relationship to feel. That's the next area. Just think about how you want it to feel. And I want you to make a decision just to do that. Just to think about how you want it to feel. Okay? The next thing I want you to do is whatever the relationship is, I want you to pause and ask yourself, what do I appreciate about this relationship that it has brought to me? What can I appreciate? Even in those old relationships, the one I described where it was like, you know, I really enjoyed the playfulness, but I really didn't appreciate the possessiveness. But I did appreciate many things in that relationship. In the relationship I'm in today, or maybe it's a lack of relationship you're in today, but what do you appreciate about you being single today? What can you appreciate about that mode? Okay. Decision, appreciation, ask yourself about your congruency. Are you contributing? How much clarity did you get today? Okay. I think I'm about at time. So I'm hoping you guys got something out of that. I love talking, but I really enjoy teaching and giving you some tools more than anything. If you know me personally, I am a woman of action. I don't believe in resting on the laurels for too long. I also believe in getting to the root of the problem, but sometimes that can be a bumpy ride and no lie. But I'm a person who likes to get to the root of it and who believes in action and work. So having said that, I like to push a little bit and give some exercises. So there'll be more to come. Have a great, great rest of the day. Thank you for tuning in. If you ever want to get in contact with me, the easiest way, well, I don't even know, Facebook, instant message me, website, susandanae.com. Feel free to reach out and I will email you back. All right. Have a fantastic day. It's been good. Bye.
You have been listening to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy. Crazy.
And my name is Susan Danae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating your crazy one episode at a time. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. To connect with me or Growth Spurt Your Life, please visit SusanDanae.com. That's Susan Danae, DENEE.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.